in the limelight.
U.S. President announced in December last year that the United States will pull out its troops from Syria. This is what the other U.S. officials, including the warmongering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, have repeated. But the realities on the ground show something else. The U.S. is indeed reconfiguring its troops in the region with a change in its policies. Finian Cunningham, famous analyst, has dealt with the issue in his article, Trump's Syria Pullout Aimed at Aggressing Iran. Stay tuned for more. U.S. President Donald Trump again portrayed his plan to pull troops out of Syria as a victory homecoming and an end to endless wars. Then, in stepped Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to clarify what's really going on. It's a tactical change to put Iran in the crosshairs. The purported pullout is not a return of U.S. military from West Asia, as Trump has been trumpeting with self-congratulations. It's more a reconfiguration of American military power in the strategically vital region, and in particular for greater aggressive leverage on Iran. In his State of the Union speech to Congress, Trump talked about giving a warm welcome home to what he called brave warriors from Syria. It should be pointed out that Daesh would not have been in Syria or Iraq if it were not for criminal American military interventions, covert and overt, in those countries. In any case, Trump was proclaiming America victorious, and so it was time, he said, to follow up on his order given in December for the 2,000 or so troops illegally present in Syria to withdraw. The day after his nationwide address, Trump reiterated the theme of glorious homecoming at a forum of the Global Coalition to Defeat Daesh held in Washington, D.C. This was a two-day gathering of dozens of U.S. allies who have been attacking Syrian territory in the name of fighting terrorists. Terrorists that the same coalition members such as Saudi regime and Turkey have been fully sponsoring. We look forward to giving our warriors a warm welcome home, Trump again told delegates after informing them that the Daesh caliphate had been virtually destroyed by U.S. forces and partners. What a naked lie. His top diplomat, Mike Pompeo, told another lie to the gathering that the U.S. was still leading the fight against terror and that the planned troop withdrawal from Syria was only a tactical maneuver. He said that what Washington wanted was for more regional partners to take over military operations from the U.S. When Trump first made the announcement of a troop withdrawal from Syria on December 19th, there was immediate pushback from military figures in the Pentagon and politicians in Washington. Together with a proposed drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan by Trump, it was construed that the president was signaling a wholesale retreat from the region. Since the surprise announcement by Trump, lawmakers within his Republican Party have been doubling down to prevent any pullout from Syria or Afghanistan. The U.S. Senate voted through legislation to block any abrupt withdrawal, claiming that contrary to Trump's assertions, Daesh has not been defeated and still poses a national security threat. Indeed, the U.S. aims at resuscitating the residues of Daesh and keep them for future plans. In other words, the Pentagon is busily rationalizing for entrenchment in the region, not for a retreat. Last month, while on a nine-nation tour of West Asia, Pompeo was at pains to emphasize to America's Arab client regimes that Trump's pullout from Syria was a reorganization of military forces, not an overall withdrawal. During his tour, Pompeo renewed Washington's project to create an Arab NATO for the region, with the top priority being to contain Iran. According to Radio Free Europe, he said, the United States is redoubling efforts to put pressure on Iran. The U.S. has organized a conference to be held in Poland, which is dedicated to intensifying international pressure on Iran. The indications are that senior EU officials will not attend the summit as it is stoking tensions with Tehran. However, the conference in Poland testifies to ramped-up efforts by Washington to isolate Iran internationally and provoke instability in the country for regime change. Since Trump walked away from the internationally-backed nuclear accord last year, his administration has been piling on the aggressive rhetoric towards Iran, in particular from his national security adviser John Bolton, as well as Pompeo. This obsession to confront Iran would explain the real significance of Trump's supposed pullout plans in Syria and Afghanistan. Both countries have been utter failures for the U.S. They are a dead loss despite the self-congratulatory nonsense spouted by Trump. What the White House is intent on doing is redirecting its military forces in the region away from dead-end causes for a more aggressive stance towards Iran. Pompeo's clarifications about Trump's troop withdrawal makes it clear that what's going on is not a scaling down of American military power in the region, but a reconfiguration. Trump himself has indicated that too. In a recent interview with the CBS channel, Donald Trump said that U.S. forces would be reassigned from Syria to Iraq, where the Pentagon has several large military bases. He explicitly said that the U.S. forces in Iraq would be used to keep a watch on Iran and the wider region. Thus, the apprehensions among the bipartisan war party in Washington and some at the Pentagon regarding Trump's purported troop pullout from Syria and Afghanistan are misplaced. Trump is not ending the endless wars that feed American imperialism and its war machine economy. Far from it, the condo king is simply moving the Pentagon's real estate around the region in order to get a better view of the planned aggression towards Iran.